Hello, my lovelies. Hello, my friends, and welcome back to Victoria's podcast on murder, mystery, and mayhem. Today's case is about Zaria Chamberlain. The Dingo's Got My Baby case. The Zaria Chamberlain case is one of the most controversial and widely discussed criminal cases in Australian history. On the night of August 17th, 1980, 9-week-old Zaria Chamberlain went missing from a campsite. Her parents, Lindy and Michael Chamberlain, claimed that a dingo, which if anyone doesn't know, it's a wild dog native to Australia, had taken their baby from the tent. "A dingo's got my baby," Lindy told police and media of her daughter's disappearance. According to Lindy, she put Zaria in her bassinet in the rear right corner of the tent, and Aiden, her other son, settled into a sleeping bag. She said goodnight to Aiden, and then he said he was still hungry. Lindy went and got some baked beans from the car, which was parked near the tent, went back to the barbecue area with Aiden. They were away from the tent for a period of 5 to 10 minutes. When Lindy opened a can of beans, Michael and Miss Lowe both heard a brief, faint cry they suspected was from Zaria. Upon hearing the cry, Lindy went to investigate and saw a dingo leaving the area with something in its mouth and shaking its head from side to side. She quickly ran into the tent to find that the baby was gone. Lindy's panicked cry of "the dingo has taken my baby" changed from a homemaker to a news sensation. Despite the initial inquiry supporting the Chamberlain's claims and the conclusion by the Alice Springs magistrate and the coroner Dennis that a dingo took Zaria, but the Northern Territory police remained sceptical and accused Lindy of murdering her daughter in the front seat of the car. This led to the Supreme Court overturning the initial finding and charging Lindy with murder and her husband Michael as an accessory. Despite limited evidence, both Lindy and Michael were convicted, with Lindy receiving a life sentence on October the 29th, 1982. However, the evidence used against him, which was later discredited, was flawed and included supposed blood splatters in the family's car's footwells and under the dash. This was later revealed to be a mistake in the forensics. According to National Museum of Australia, curator Sophie Jensen said the evidence claimed to be Azaria's blood was found to be a variety of substances, including bitumen material, which is a sound deadener used in the car manufacturing, milkshake and copper dust, but not blood. Lindy was eventually released from prison in 1986 and exonerated, not because of a re-evaluation of the forensic evidence, but because Azaria's missing jacket was found near Dingo Dens at the base of the camp in February in 1986. She and her husband Michael, her co-accused, were officially pardoned in 1987, and their convictions were squashed by the Supreme Court of the Northern Territory in 1988. In 1992, the Australian government paid Chamberlain $1.3 million in compensation. On June the 12th, 2012, the coroner expressed her emotions as she announced that Zaria had been killed by a dingo. She concluded by extending her condolences to the Chamberlains, saying, "Please accept my deepest sympathy for the loss of your beloved daughter. Time does not remove the pain and sadness of the death of a child." Coroner Elizabeth Morris officially determined the death of Zaria was by a dingo and granted an amended death certificate to Lindy and Michael. This case generated immense public interest and even near hysteria, becoming one of the most widely publicised trials in Australian history and dividing a community. Over the years, the case has been inspired by numerous books, TV documentaries, a film, and even an opera about the case. I remember, obviously, I don't remember the case. I wasn't even born when it happened, but I remember reading about the case. I remember watching documentaries about the case. There's a film out there. I don't know the name of it, but you'll definitely get it on YouTube, and it's really, really good. But the Chamberlains were, Lindy was accused of murdering her daughter. And she was led by a public trial in the community where the majority of people felt that she was guilty of murder. Everything got twisted. So Azaria, the name, the meaning of the name Azaria is gift from God. And I happen to love that name. I loved it so much that actually in the film, a stray cat came to my house and started to stay. And I named her Azaria, and she lived with me for about 9 years. But people had came forward and said the name Azaria meant sacrifice to God as opposed to gift from God. And that they had killed her daughter as a sacrifice to God. Their lives, she was pregnant again, Lindy was, when she was sentenced to prison. She had to leave her son Aidan behind. Michael never went to prison. He was allowed to stay at home. And he looked after Aidan. And when she gave birth to the new baby, he also looked after that baby. This woman was wrongly convicted for the murder of her child that she never did. She was accused of being a liar. Now, there was known within that campsite was full of dingoes. But there was one or two dingoes that were extremely clever and friendly that would come close to people in order to get food and stuff, you know. They said the dingo was impossible of getting into that tent. But the people in charge of that camp knew that there was a few dingoes there that were very capable of getting into the tent and carrying the baby. But because straight away, the Northern Territory Police had almost found her guilty before they even started an investigation, that Lindy was tried by the media first and definitely found guilty within the media, and then she was tried within a court of law and found guilty, which really, with a lot of insufficient evidence, like stating they found blood splatters in the car, which didn't exist. She was released from prison and she was exonerated at $1.3 million in compensation, her and her husband, but no amount of money will take away that devastation. Lindy never got to grieve the death of her child because she was so busy fighting for herself, her husband and her living child to prove that she was innocent. And then when she was found guilty, she would have automatically, you could imagine what it's like to enter prison. I've never been, but to go to prison and be found guilty of murdering your own baby. I imagined your inmates would eat you alive. So she had to face that as well. Also known, she was 100% innocent and found guilty of a crime that she didn't commit. All because the media presumed that a dingo couldn't do it. So that case is extremely famous. The dingo ate my baby. Or the dingo got my baby, should I say. And it's a very, very sad case. Because the parents were found guilty of a crime. Because nobody believed them. And then when she was finally released from prison and exonerated, that didn't happen overnight. She didn't serve a week in prison. She served years in prison. Her husband always believed her. I mean, she couldn't have killed the child in the front seat of the car for the simple reason that her son was with her to go over and make baked beans. I often wonder in cases like this how the surviving children turn out, because I wonder would he replay it in his head that if he never said he was hungry, that his sister would have been alive. You know, obviously it wasn't Aidan's fault that his sister was taken and killed by a dingo. It wasn't the mother's fault that the baby was taken and killed by a dingo. I am aware that other people in the campsite had seen that dingo carrying something, and that Michael had actually ran after the dingo to try and get the baby back, and he couldn't, like, So it's a very sad case. If you're really interested in it, I would definitely check out YouTube, where there is a film on it, and the film is